Okay, today's daf Ayin Aleph. We're on Ayin Aleph, actually. But before we start the Gemara, I promised that yesterday we ended up saying the following thing. We said that the chiyuv of paying, right, kicked in before the chiyuv of Shabbos. The chiyuv of paying kicked in the minute the animal was in the airspace of your rishus, threw the animal over, but the chiyuv of Shabbos didn't kick in until the animal lands. That's what we said yesterday. Therefore, they're not at the same time. Therefore, it's not an issue of kimlei mederabimine. That's what we said yesterday, right? Okay. The problem with that is, the Gemara in Ksuvah says, if somebody shoots an arrow in Rishus HaRabim, in order for you to be chayef for shooting an arrow in Rishus HaRabim, the arrow has to go four amos. The arrow has to go four amos. So the Gemara there says in Ksuvah, let's say you rip a guy's shirt within the four amos. 3 amos, you rip the guy's shirt. So the ripping the shirt takes place before the Shabbos kicks in. Why? It's only 3 amos. You're not chayef till you get the 4th amos. The Gemara there says, you don't have to pay for the shirt. Why? Kimlei mederabimine. How do you reconcile that? What do you mean?
Once it kicked in.
No, it's going to go 4 amos. It's whizzing by, it rips your shirt, and it keeps on going. It goes 100 feet.
Oh, okay.
But it ripped your shirt before, within the first 4 amos, it ripped your shirt. So how could you be chayav for that? So the Gemara says, you're not chayav on the shirt. You don't have to pay. Why? You're getting Misa. Yeah, but the chayav of Mammon was before the chayav of Misa. So the Gemara itself in Ksuvah
says,
well,
how it works is the action, it's not the...
So the Gemara says, and similar, the Gemara Ksuvah answers that question.
Right.
The Gemara Ksuvah answers what it answers because...
It has to be both at the same time, within the same action.
So, what do you mean? Right, here it's not the same action.
It is. It may have not done the shear in the right time,
So same thing over here. I threw the animal over to your property, it's coming down. The minute it reaches the airspace of your property, your airspace is cone it, but it's going to land in 2 seconds. So, you're not chayav Shabbos, it didn't land yet. Yeah, but it's going to, the arrow didn't reach 4 amos yet, it's going to in another second. So the Gemara there says, why are you chayav? Why are you putter on the shirt? The damage to the shirt happened before the 4th amah. So the Gemara there says in Ksuvot that it's called, the Gemara calls it, it's an Akira Tzaruch Hanacha. Meaning, since it's impossible without the Akira, and then I'll read it in Hebrew. Kiva chi efshar lehitzchayev amasha hachefetz noach, belo shi yakar otzom, v'tchilas arba, v'yegi hachefetz alotzom arba, nivini achsham. It's impossible. It's impossible to shoot an arrow and they have to have an Akira, right? So I shot at the Akira. There's going to be a Hanacha. Anything that happens in the middle, that's anything that happens in the middle, like a shirt ripping, all those things happen in the middle, but it's impossible for there not to be a Hanacha now. It's impossible. Therefore, it's considered the same Zman.
And flipping the animal?
Same thing, no? Same thing.
So why are you putter?
Exactly, that's the question. So how come over here, when it comes to the shirt, you're putter? Why? Because the Akira because the Shabbos and the monetary claim come together. Why? Because it's considered within the 4 amos, Akira, Tzara, Hanacha, therefore it's all the same. And when it comes to the animal, we don't say that. When it comes to the animal, we say, the chiyuv of Mammon kicks in before it falls, and the chiyuv of Shabbos only kicks in when it falls. So what? How do you throw over an animal? It's not going to land. It should be the same exact thing. No, you don't see the question?
I do see the question. One thing is that you're talking about two different items. Oh. One is talking about using the arrow is the same shooting and starting, and the second one is you're going into...
Reb Chaim's going to give that answer. Reb Chaim's going to give that answer. And then before we get to Reb Chaim's answer, the simple answer, that's the Lomdash answer. Matzi doesn't hold from simple answers. We go straight to the Lomdash. The simple answer is, which is given by the Tosfos Rosh, that over here, it's really a transfer. That's a Malachash Eitzvich L'Gufa. Why am I transferring it? I'm transferring it because I want it to be in the other Rishus? No. You want to buy it from me. I'm a thief. Selling it to you. So I'm really transferring it just to get it out of my hands. That's not a malacha. So this whole concept of akir or tzarach hanacha doesn't fit in, doesn't make any sense, and therefore the chiyuv of mamon
is before the Chiyuv of Shabbos. But Rav Chaim gives Mati's answer. Rav Chaim says, wait, you can't compare moving Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim to moving from one Rishus to another Rishus. When you're moving Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, this concept of it has to land, Akir Tzara Hanacha, that makes perfect sense. That's the Mahus of moving four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Who said such a thing by going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim? Has to move four Amos? No, that's not a rule. Has to move 1 inch. Just cross over that border between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. That's all you have to do. Just to move over that line. You want to jump over a fence, you want to, there's a chalk line there, whatever it is. All you have to do is cross that line. So the whole idea of Akira, L'tzara Chanacha, this, it's a Chiddush anyway to say that. Since I need the land, therefore it's considered one Maisa. That's a Chiddush anyway. But to extend that to different Rishuyos, why do that? It says, Rak Mabr Arba Amos Bereshus HaRabim Amrinan Shekol Arba Amos Hein Chelek Mehachiyuv. It's a four Amma unit, says Reb Chaim. That only makes sense. If the whole thing's happening in Rishus HaRabim, it's happening in the street. Mishum Shekein Hu Tzuras HaMalacha. That's the Tzura of the Malacha. It's got to move in four Amma increments. It moved three Ammas to rip your shirt. It's not a different Isa. Why? It didn't move four Ammas yet. So it's one Isa, you're going to be putter on the shirt. Why? Kim Levi Rabbine. Shemulvada Akira v'Hanocha Tzorach L'Haver Gam Arba Amos. You need three things: Akira, Hanocha, and four Amos. Lefikach in Kara Begadim. If you rip the shirt, Be'ez Shumaver Arba Amos within the four Amos. After the four Amos, Yeshlo Din Kimlev. Then you would have it. Aval B'Moti. I'm sorry. Right. Aval B'Moti Me'Rishus Harabim L'Rishus HaYachid. When you're moving it to different Rishus, in Ha'avora Chelik Miguf Hamalacha. The havara, the moving, that's not part of the halacha. Shekal malachi rak akir b'shus rabim l'shus yachid. All you have to do is move from shus rabim to shus yachid. Is there a shear? No. So, like I said, you have a chalk line separating my property and your property. You're over. L'kach ein lo din kim le b'drab minei b'eith shachev it's nikna la'avir hachatzar. So in the animal, when the thing is in the airspace, right? When it's in the airspace, that's not like an arrow within four amos. It's a whole different thing. Not like an arrow. Why? Because with an arrow, you need the four amos. Here, I don't need the four amos. I could have just moved it over to the Rishus, but I didn't do that. I threw it over. So good for you. That's not the mahus of the malacha. Therefore, the kinyan takes place in the airspace, but the Shabbos takes place on the ground. That we don't say it. Okay? Very good. Now, next. Next. Now we said, Gona v'tavach b'yom HaKippurim. If you steal or slaughter on Yom Kippur, what do we say? There is no kimle mederabimine. Why not? Because there's no skila if you do a malacha on Yom Kippur. There's no skila. What is there? There's kares. We're not going down the road whether kares, such a thing as kimle mederabimine by karos and mamon. It's my focus about that. Some of the reforms ask, why do we say that? We don't want to say that because it's not an all-encompassing shita. It's my focus about that. Whether or not, it's going to be machlokas about Malkus in a minute, but that's Reb Meir. So Reb Meir's Stam Mishnah, we want to say it's Reb Meir. To say that, we hold like Reb Yitzchak, who says that if you get kares, you also don't have to pay. That already, that far, we don't want to say such a loan shita. We don't want to say that. Right, okay. Maybe that's why they don't hold like him. No, but the point is, someone holds like that. If someone out there holds like that. That since you're getting kares, there is no misa. There is no payment. But we don't hold like that. There's only Rabbi Yitzchak says like that. So therefore, we don't want to say that. So you want to ask a different question. But Amri, Amai, why do you have to pay if you shecht an animal on Yom Kippur? Nahi, it's true. The katala leka. It's true that there is no misa. True. Malkus mi'ikka, but there's Malkus. That you for sure get. Right? The kaimalan. And yet, we know, the eno loke umashalin. You can't have both. So what does that mean? That means if a guy shechts an animal on Yom Kippur, he's going to get kares, no question about it. Not only is he going to get kares, but he's also getting malchus. Not only is he getting malchus, he also has to pay. Isn't that two punishments? By the way, that's the reason that Kim Lema Drabmine, you only have to get one punishment. Because Mishum Risho Achaz Atze Mechaivo. If you get to Mechaivo, Mishum Shtei Rishuyos. Torah says you get one punishment, not two. Which one do you get? You get the worst one. You get Misa, you get malchus. How could you get Malkus and pay? How could that be? So the Gemara says,
Hamani, who's the Tana who says that you get Malchus and you have to, and then therefore you don't have to pay? That's Reb Meir. That's only Reb Meir says that. The Amar Loka Umashalim. Only Reb Meir says you get to do both. You have to get Malchus and pay. Everybody else, they don't hold like that. They don't hold like that. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, because Reb Meir doesn't learn this drush of Risho Achas Atem Achayev. He doesn't hold from Kimam Adabine. You have to get two punishments. You can get Misa, you can have to pay, Malchus have to pay. Makes no difference. That's Reb Meir Shita. So if we're going to say that this is Reb Meir Shita, and the reason the Mishnah didn't mention Malchus, Enochanami, you're getting Malchus. Well, he didn't mention it. Won't throw my payment anyway. This is Masechet Baba Kama, right? It's not Masechet Krisus. We're not talking about the ocean. But yeah, if that's true, then Reb Meir, then I feel Tavach B'Shabbos. Then even if you shechted it on Shabbos, you should have to pay the guy. Right? If Reb Meir doesn't hold from Kimlei, then even if you shechted it on Shabbos, you should have to pay. V'chi tema loka u'mashalim islei. You want to tell me, well, loka, Malchus and payment, that he holds from. But mesu mashalim leslei, that radical, he's not. Yeah, I agree about Kimlei when it comes to Misa and payment. So if you shech that animal on Shabbat, you don't have to pay. But if you shech an animal on Yom Kippur, I agree, you will get Malchus. Is that what he holds? He can't hold like that. V'lo, can't be. For Tanya, because we learned, Ganav, if somebody steals, V'tavach b'Shabbos, and he shechs an animal on Shabbos, Ganav V'tavach l'Avodah Zarah, or he shechs it to Avodah Zarah, or Ganav Shor HaNitzkal, he stole a Shor HaNitzkal. Shor HaNitzkal is an animal that's going to be stoned. Doesn't have any value. It's also bahana, has no value. But anyway, you stole that utuvacho, and you shechted it. Mshalim arba v'chamisha. You pay 4 and 5, even though that thing is not worth a penny. The shor niskal. That's not the kasha. The kasha on the first ones. Divir Meir, right? Divir Meir. That's what Meir says. V'chacham omrim. The chacham say v'chacham potrin. V'chacham poter. So what does Meir say? Even though you're shechting an animal on Shabbat, you have to pay. What does he hold? He doesn't hold from Kimlei no matter what it is. Whether it's Malchus, whether it's Misa, he doesn't hold from Kimlei at all. So the Gemara says, Amri Bar Mine. Yeah, leave this case aside for a minute. This Bryce is not a kasha. You know why? Dahi, Itmar Allah, Amr of Yaakov, Amr of Yochanan, because he said, Amri La, Amr of Yirmi, Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi La, V'chol Chavurta, Mishmei, Rabbi Yochanan, Amri, B'toveach al yedei acher. No, somebody else did the shechita. Somebody else did the shechita. You pay, but somebody else did the shechita. So you're not getting Misa. You're not getting Misa. Why? You didn't do an act of Misa. Who did the Misa? Your friend. Who shechted it? Your friend. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'chizeh chote v'zeh mischayev. Wait a minute. I steal the animal. He shechts it. I have to pay dal v'hei. Does that make any sense? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. No, shiny hacha. Here it's different. What Rashi points out, we have a rule. Ein shlecha dvar avera. How am I paying for your sin? So all I did now was steal the animal. I didn't shecht it. He shechted it. I told him to shecht it. So I'm getting. I have to pay 4 and 5. Misa. I'm not getting misa. I didn't do the misa. He did the misa. He's my shliach. I have to pay 4 and 5. Says Ravi, yes. Why? Damar kra utvacho umacharo. If you sell it or shecht it, ma mechira al yedei acher. Just like mechira has to be done with somebody else, af tevicha al yedei acher. So too tevicha, you could be chayev if you do it with somebody else. You don't have to. You can do it yourself. You can do it yourself. Look at Rashi. Rashi says. It's the Rashi. It's the Rashi. It's the first, the second skinny line. It says, "No, 1 second." You see the Rashi? That's it's like the fourth skinny line. V'chi. You see the Rashi? V'chi in middle of the Rashi there. V'chi. You see it? Shliach chote. The shliach does the avera. He's the one who shechts it. V'sholeach mischayev b'tashlumei dal v'hei, and the sholeach has to pay 4 or 5 for hakayim alon. The ein shlechet dvar avera b'sechus kedushin. How could that be? The Rashi sticks in the following sentence. Ein mechira ela b'shnayim. You only have mechira with two people. Mocher v'lokeach. A buyer and a seller. What's Rashi? Don't we know that? What's Rashi saying there? You read that right? What? Stop and think. What's Rashi saying?
Ah, so what Rashi's saying is that normally, the Rishonim point out, it's not necessarily true. You could be makdish the animal that's considered a mechira, there's no other party. I did it myself. But normally, when I sell something, I need a buyer and a seller. Normally. When it comes to shechting, do I need someone else? No. I do it myself. I can't sell an animal by myself. I need someone to buy it. Unless I'm makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, then I don't need somebody else. But otherwise, I need somebody else. I can't sell an animal by myself. So too, says the Gemara, even normally, most of the time, you need someone else to effectuate the sale. Therefore, somebody else who will shecht an animal on your instruction, you'll be chayiv. Just like you're chayiv and someone else buys it. Why? That's the nature of a mechira. That's what Rashi's saying. That's the nature of a mechira. Well, why should I be chayiv 4 or 5? He bought it. Yeah, but you sold it. So too, why should I be chayiv 4 or 5? He shechted it. Yeah, but you told him to. We have a rule, this is an exception. This is an exception. It's an exception, it's pasuk. And not only that, Devei Rishmal, Tana, O, the rabbi says a shliach, the word O comes to include a shliach, Devei Chizki, Tana, Tachas, the rabbi says a shliach. The word Tachas comes to include a shliach. Okay, very good. So where are we up to now? We're up to that Reb Meir holds that on Yom Kippur, you will get malchus and you'll have to pay because he doesn't hold from Kimle. Then we ask the question: what about Shabbos? No, Shabbos he does hold from Kimle. He does hold from Kimle about Misa. We had a brisa that said that he doesn't hold from it. Yeah, because in that brisa there was another person, there was a third party. That guy was the one who was doing the action. So of course you'll pay the 4 or 5. You're not getting Misa. You didn't do anything. He did it. The Ein Shechet will only transfer for the money, not for the Misa. So does Reb Meir hold that a person can get paid and get killed? No, he doesn't hold from that. Malchus in payment, he does hold from. Misa in payment, he doesn't hold from. I have a brisa that seems to say does. They can get Misa and payment too. No, it's two people. You and your shliach. Fine. Now, maskifla marzutra. 1 second. What? Well, yeah, no, 1 second. Yeah, it's a big Lamda Shekasha over here. The Rambam says that if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, the minute you start the Shechita, you've already done a wound that's already considered a nice Aveira, right? And now the animal's going to die a few seconds later when you actually finish the job. But once you start, you've already made a wound. So the Rambam, this whole issue of shechting on Shabbos comes up in Chulin. So the Rambam there says that you already considered a Machal Shabbos the minute you start making the wound. Once you start, you've already made a wound. Did he kill him yet? No. If you stop right now, he'll just have pain because he made a wound. So, but it's a Chabura. So maybe it's a told of Misa. But once you go all the way, then you're going to have problems. So, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, let's say like this. You're chayiv malchus on Yom Kippur for the tchilas shechita because you made a wound on Yom Kippur, and then you're chayiv dal v'hei on the sof shechita when you actually kill it. Not even at the same time.
Same action.
What?
Same action.
So what? No,
it's
not. Yes, it is. But we could break it up. The drisha says you can't break it up. What do you mean? I started, because what if you'd stop? It's not like shooting an arrow. Because if you shoot an arrow four amos, and you stop it somehow, if you could manage to stop it after 2 amos, you're not chayef. You didn't do an isa. Here, I started the shechita, I shechted it, and then he has a thought of tshuva. I mean, I'm not going to do it. He still did a maisa avera. He did a chabura. Right? When it comes to the arrow, you shoot an arrow 4 amos, after 2 amos, you have a maisa. Let's say you have a string, you pull it back. You didn't do anything. Here, you did a ma'aseh aveira. What'd you do? Made a chabura. Did you do shechita? Not yet. You stopped yourself. So you still did a ma'aseh aveira. So you did a shechita, and then a minute later, not a minute later, a second later, 2 seconds later, you did a ma'aseh of hariga, a ma'aseh of shechita. It's not kamal gavin, it's not at the same time. That's Rabbi Kibbe Eger's question. So the Drisha answers, yeah, what Mati says, it's all one action. They have a big problem with that. They don't hold from that at all. They really think it's two actions. The only answer that they come up with is that they gave you hasra only on the tilas neshama. So therefore, you can't be chayav on the chabura because you weren't worried for it. That's the best answer they come up with. Oh, they have to come up with your answer. That it's really one ma'isa. Okay. Now, next. What are we up to? Maskei flo mar zutra miyakamidi. There's such a thing. The ilu avid ihu lo mechayev. If I would do it myself, I would not be chayev to pay. Why would I not be chayev to pay? Because I'm going to get killed. Right? But the avid shliach u mechayev? What, my shliach does it, I'm going to have to pay? So he said. Right? The shliach does it. We have a pasuk. Yesh shliach is varveir over here. So I'm going to be chayev for your maisa aveir. But if I did it, I would be putter? Such a thing? Could that be possible? Amalavashi, no. Hasam lach mishun delo mechayev hu. Not because you're not you are chayev. If you shecht an animal on Shabbos, of course you're chayev to pay. But what? We can't make you. Ella, to come lay midrabmine. You have a heter. You have not a heter. You have an out. We can't enforce it. Are you chayev? 100% you're chayev. The guy lost an animal. What's the, right? If you, like we had the other day. You burn down the guy's house on Shabbos. The guy doesn't have a house now. You owe him the money? Of course you owe him the money. The problem is, Bezim won't enforce it. Why? Because Kimla Bedrabine. Is it a situation where a shliach is worse than you? No. The only difference is if by a shliach, Bezim will enforce it. Which is why we said, it could be that by Kimla Bedrabine, let's say the guy who lost his house, the guy lost his animal. So he knows the halacha. So he runs into your house and steals your fancy stereo. He might be able to do that. Why? Really, you owe it to him. You owe him the money. What? But what? Bezim can't enforce it. Why? Torah says, Kim Leim Adrabine. So is it a situation where a shliach is worse than you? No. The difference is we can't enforce it. Okay?
Now, the itoveach al yedei acher, my time at Rabban in the potri.
So then why do the Rechacham say you're putter? They don't hold from these drushes about Yesh Shliach is Varavera? Why are you putter if a shliach did it for you?
Amri, they say, Man Chachamim, who's the Chachamim?
Reb Shimon.
It's Reb Shimon of our Mishnah. The Amar, he said, Shchita she'enu ru'uya lo shmei shchita.
A shchita that's not ro'i is not considered a shchita. For example, if a shchita, you shecht an animal, it turns out it's a treifa. The shchita has to permit the food to be eaten. If it's a treifa, the shchita didn't permit the food to be eaten. Can it be eaten anyway? Now how does that answer the question? We'll see. Amri, Bishloma avodah zarah v'shar haniskol. I understand if it's an avodah zarah or a shor haniskol. A shecht an animal for avodah zarah, that can't be eaten. You're not allowed to have anah from avodah zarah. You're not allowed to have anah from a shor haniskol. Those mice and shchitas don't permit eating. Anyway, they're asr.
But, ela Shabbos, shchita ru'i.
Shabbos? What's wrong with that? If somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos, is the meat kosher? What do you think? It's a beferish mishnah that it's kosher.
Ditnan. Hashochet b'Shabbos
u'b'yom HaKippurim. It's an unbelievable mishnah. You'd never think this in a million years. If you shecht an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, af al pishem it's chayev b'nafsho, even though you chayev mitzvah for that, shechita so k'sheira. It's a good shechita. Right? Asks Tosfos, wait a minute. If you're shechting an animal on Shabbos, aren't you a mumer? Doing a maisa aveira before hesi on Shabbos, aren't you a mumer? And a mumer shechita is no good. How could the Mishnah say that? What is Tosfos' answer? It was the first time you ever did it. First time you did it. You're right. The first time you did it. You're not a mumer yet. That's a Tosfos' answer. The other answer to that question. The Tosfos' answer is the first time you did it.
So why is it you can be shul the Shabbos?
Oh, so now we're going to get to it. You're not allowed to eat it.
Right.
Is it kosher? Yes. But now we're going to get to that. You're not allowed to eat it. So that's what he's going to say. Yeah, it's kosher. The Mishnah says, but you're not allowed to eat it.
So the Gemara answers, Amri, Sarvalok Rabbi Yochanan Sandler.
He holds like a different Tana. Yeah, we have a Mishnah in Chulin, and Daf Yudalot that says, if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, the shechita is kosher. Not everyone agrees to that. It is a Mishnah like that. But there's others out there.
Ditnan, could we have a Mishnah in Masechtas, Shabbos of all places? Right?
Hamavashal b'Shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, right, cooking is a little different than shechet. Right? It's a little different. It's a different malacha. It's a big machlokas if this what we're going to say now applies only to cooking or to any malacha. What if you're kosev on Shabbos? Can you have enough from that? You write some novel on Shabbos. Can you sell it after Shabbos? That's a big shaila.
But the fruits of that malacha.
But we just said there's a mission that if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, the shechit is kosher.
But you can't drink it.
The shechit is kosher.
The shechit itself is kosher. Then what?
So now the meat won't be kosher. So you have to find a situation where it could be different. In other words, I don't know. I don't know now. Does that is Yochanan and Sandler arguing on that mission in Chulin? Does he say that if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, the shechit is puzzle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He holds that.
Or now we're switching it from shechit to the bishul. That I don't know.
He forbids the slaughtered animal for consumption.
That's what it says?
Yep.
No, he forbids it for consumption.
That's right. Doesn't mean the shechit is not there.
Yeah, what would be the nafkamina?
We said the shechit is good.
What?
No,
what would be the nafkamina? Whether the shechit is kosher or the shechit is kosher,
we all agree
but you can't eat it. What's the difference?
The shechit is kosher because it's a knas.
So we're going to have a minute about whether that's the rice of the Rabbana, whether it's a knas or it's a din d'oraisa. We're going to have that in a minute. Right, could you sell it to a goy? Could you get hana out of it? But everyone's going to hold you can get hana. The Mishnah Berurah says you can get hana out of it. No shail about that. You can get hana out of it. Let's say you did it. You shechted, you cooked on Shabbos, you can get hana out of it.
Right.
You can sell it to a goy.
Fine.
Right, no question about that. So then what's the nafkamina now? Whether you yourself can eat it?
Sell
to another Jew. Okay, that could be. Okay, so here we go. Havavashal b'Shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, everybody knows this Mishnah. Somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal. If he did a b'shogeg, not what? No. I'm not up to that yet. Havavashal b'Shabbos. This is Tanakam. B'shogeg yochal. I'm on the second word line. B'mezid, but if he did it on purpose, lo yochal. Divra meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. B'shogeg, if it's b'shogeg yochal, b'masa Shabbos. Not Shabbos, if you show not. B'mezid, but if b'mezid, lo yochal alamis. Never. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he's the most machmir. Omer, he says, B'shogeg, yochal l'masa Shabbos l'acherim. Only others are on Masa Shabbos. But v'lo lo, never him. But b'mezid, he did it b'mezid. Lo yochal l'amiz lo lo v'lo acherim. Never, nobody. Now, and that's how they held it, over here, held over here. Therefore, this is a shechita that's not roy to ever be eaten. Therefore, you don't have to pay dal v'hei. Why? It's never going to be eaten. Not allowed to eat it. Yochanan Sanhedrin said no one's allowed to eat it.
It sounds like according to him, the shechita is
no good. Right. You know. Right. What's an afkamina if it's good but you can't eat it? I don't know. I have to think of an afkamina. Right. So now, might.
Because otherwise it might be considered a
mela. What's an afkamina? So it's a mela. So what's an afkamina? No one's allowed to eat it. No one.
But then it has other ramifications in terms of Isser. Give it to another Jew, and that's the only afkamina.
No, you're not allowed to give it to another Jew. No one's allowed to eat it. It's low, low, below achirim.
His case.
So now I'm not. My question is: does Rabbi Yochanan Sandler argue on that mission in Chol Nidud Dalad that says that if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, even though you're mischayev benafsho, the shechit is kosher? Does Rabbi Yochanan Sandler argue on that? I don't know. In other words, what's the nafkamina of saying shechit is kosher, but you can never eat it? I'm drawing nafkaminas. Sure there are, because everyone's going to agree. The Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin. Everyone's going to agree. You can sell it. There's no Isra Hanah. The Gemara is going to say that. Now, my time with the Rebbe Yochanan Sandler, why does he call it this, the Rebbe Yochanan Sandler? Ki didarish Rebbe Chia Apischa de Beitasiya, like he darshened over there by the entrance to the yeshiva. It says, Ushmartim es ha-shavet ha-kodesh ilochem, I think this is this week's Parsha. I'm not sure about it. Yes, it's in this week's Parsha. Ushmartim es ha-shavet ha-kodesh ilochem, ma kodesh asur ba-achila, just like kodesh asur ba-achila, af mais ha-shavet asurim ba-achila. He makes a drasha from Kodshim. E ma kodesh asur b'hana. You don't have enough from Kodshim. Ah, ma'isa Shabbos asur b'hana. So too, Shabbos should be asur b'hana. Talmud lomar lochem, shalachem yehei. No, you're allowed to have hana. Yachal afilu b'shogi. I would have thought even b'shogi you can't have hana. You can't eat it. Talmud lomar, u'mechal leha mos yumas. B'meizit amarti lecha v'lo b'shogi. Only b'meizit. B'shogi I'm not talking about. Now, pligi bar Ravacha of Ravina. Chara amar ma'isa Shabbos doraisa. V'chara amar ma'isa Shabbos dorabanan. One holds it's doraisa, one holds it's dorabanan. Mand amar doraisa kidamorin. We just said, Rechon HaSan holds it's doraisa. Mand amar dorabanan. Amar he amar kra kodeshu. Who kodesh v'ein ma'is of kodesh. Right? Only that's kodesh and not the ma'is. In other words, minatora, there is no iser. There could be another nafkamina. Min haTorah, there is no iser. Oh, the Chacham made a law, made a knas. So then, according to that, he wouldn't disagree with that mission in Shabbos in Chulin. It's a good shechita, no question about it. Midrabbanan, we're not letting anybody eat it, right? Now the Gemara says, Bishlam alam dar medar ma'isa amtulahachi, pachi rabbanan. Now I understand why the rabbanan patered it. Why? Why they disagree? Why? Because they didn't hold like that. But el amanda amar vidrabbanan. But according to the manda amar who says that this whole thing is only is the rabbanan, amai pachi rabbanan. Why did the rabbanan pater you from dal v'hei? Right? Why? Minatar, it's not us. Minatar, it's a shechita ru'uya. Why are you pater from dal v'hei? So the Gemara says, no. When the member there said that you're pater, it was asha'ira. He only meant on the other ones. Avodah Zarah v'shar nitzkol. Be'ena chanami. On the Shabbos one, you wouldn't be pater. Why? It's a shechita ru'uya. It doesn't mean drabanan. So we have the famous Rav Yochanan that the molecules, right? When it comes to an Isser Daraisa, the molecules themselves are Asser. When it comes to this is the Rabbanan, it's just a Knas. So we're not talking about a thing like that. Okay. Now, for a mayor, according to a mayor, Amai Mechayev, why Yechayev Shochet Lavoda Zara? Yeah, here we go. Vermeer, Amai Mechayev, why Yechayev? Why you chayev if you shechted to an avodah zara? Why? What's the problem? Kivin to shechted vepurta. Once you shechted it a little bit, asara, you made the behema asar bahana because you're shechting it to an avodah zara. Even when you start the acting, we had this already. The idach and the rest of the deal isure hanahu. It's already asar bahana. The lo demare katadach. You have not finished you have not shechted something that belongs to the guy. Why? Once you start shechting it l'shem avodah zarah, it's already considered avodah zarah, and therefore when you finish the job, it's already not considered belonging to the owner. It's already aser b'hana. Why yichayev in dal v'hei? That's the kasha. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, be'omer gemar zvicha hu ovda. Had this already also. I only want it to kick in when the gemar is done. I only want it to be a avodah zarah on the gemar shechita. Therefore, it belongs to the owner all along, and therefore, you only chayev till at the last second. Now, same thing. Shahar niskal is yisura hananinu. It's also v'hana. So lav demore katavach. You're not shechting something that belongs to somebody. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's not worth a thing. There's no value to this. How could you have to pay the owner for that? So the gemara amar rabba hacha ma'iskinan. Listen to this case. Kigon Shemasru was Shomer. You gave it over to a Shomer. The owner gave it to a Shomer. Vihizik bebeis haShomer. It did damage in the beis haShomer. Vihuad bebeis haShomer. All the testimony happened. It's still by the Shomer. Vinigmar dino bebeis haShomer. And the Gemara din was done in the beis haShomer. Vermeir Savala Kerb Yaakov and Savala Kerb Shimon. And in order for this whole thing to work, he holds like Kerb Yaakov and he holds like Kerb Shimon. Even though there's a Gemar Din, what happened here? I lent an animal to Marcel, and he's watching it. And while he's watching it, it does damage, it kills somebody, it is a Gemar Din, all that, it's a Shor Nitzkel now. Now, he has to return an animal to me. I lent him an animal, he has to give it back. He gives me back the animal. That animal's not worth 2 cents. Why? So there's already a Gemar Din on it. The answer is, he's giving back the animal. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that.
He has to do that.
What? No, I could say, he's going to give me a different animal. That animal's going to the base of Shechita, to the base of Skila. He can't give you that animal back. He's going to hand me the animal, then the Bezin's going to come and take the animal away? What kind of schmear is that? Rabbi Yaakov says, you're allowed to do that. So therefore, that's one half of the equation. That's what's going on over here. How could it be that if I shecht a shahar nitzkel, I have to pay dal v'hei? Well, just like a shomer can give it back, so too a guy shechts it, he has to pay dal v'hei. If I steal it and I shecht it, it's to pay dal v'hei. That's the first half. And also, savalak kerb shimon, we also have like kerb shimon, da'amar davar ha'gorim l'mamon kimamon dami. Something that causes money, it's like money. Ditnan, kerb shimon omer,
kodshim shechayev ba'achriyoson. Let's say this kodshim. I donate an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and I say that I'm going to be chayev to replace the animal if something happens to it. That's a chayev. I can make such a promise. Now, even though once I donate the animal, it doesn't really belong to me anymore. It really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash now. No one else allowed to have enough from that animal. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash now. But since I made that promise, someone goes ahead and steals that animal from the Beis HaMikdash. Do I have to replace the animal? Of course I do. I promised I would. Chayev. I have chayev to replace the animal. Right? Now, better yet, let's say someone steals the animal. Does that guy have to pay dal v'hei? Guy steals the animal and shechs it. Does that guy have to pay dal v'hei? Of course he does. I said I'd replace it. So what? It doesn't make a difference. Right? He stole it. It's to be dal v'hei. Is it worth money? It's not really worth anything. Belongs to the Hekdash now. Can't sell that to guy in the street. It's only Hekdash's now. But it's a dover agorei mimamon. It's something that causes me more money. I'll have to replace the animal. For that you pay dal v'hei as well. So too, since it's a shor niskal, it's not worth anything. However, but a shomer could return it. And a guy who steals it from the Hekdash would be chayav to pay dal v'hei. So too, if someone steals a shor niskal and shechs it, he has to pay dal v'hei. Alma, davar ha-gorim l'mamon, kimamon dami.
Is dal v'hei by
Hekdash? Yeah. Yeah, because I was chayav achriyusim. Yes. It's exactly the p'chiddush. Yes. Yes. Okay, let me just finish. Amar of Kahana, Amrisel Shmaitz Akamed Rav Zvid, Ben Harda, I told over this whole thing, Mi Matis Mikmoy Masnisan, Kirav Meir, could we say that this Mishnah is like Rav Meir, below Kirav Shimon, and now like Rav Shimon? How can we say that? Voktani Seifa, but the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Omer, Poter, Mishnei Elu, Rav Shimon agrees, but Rav Shimon Pathers the last two cases, right? The last two cases, he Pathers. Why? Because he says, Shechit is not right. At Michlal, the Kuli Masnisan Moda. The rest of the Mishnah he agrees with. So the Gemara says, no, Armulei, Dochek answer, lo, don't tell me that Rav Shimon agrees about the Yom Kippur issue. Michlal, Michlal demode betavachomachar lurafu leklavim. No, don't tell me that Rav Shimon agrees. He certainly argues on two cases. What about the rest? We don't know either way. It's Masha that he does agree, but lav dafka. Dochek answer. Okay, we have a few minutes. We can get to the, but it's very easy Gemara now. Next, says the Gemara, Ganav Mishal Ovev V'Tavach Omachar. If you steal from your father, and you shecht it, and you... You know what, let's stop over here, because it's one more minute. We're never going to get to the bottom of 1 minute, and tomorrow's a very short daf. We'll stop over here, and we'll have an easy fast.